minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. Saners participating in the Sitka sacro herring fishery will stand down today while tenders and processors deal with yesterday's catch. That's according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Games biologist Dave Gordon here in Sitka. Preliminary numbers show a catch on yesterday's opening of about 3,600 tons. Gordon says roe samples taken on the grounds were high quality. He also reported that the range of mature roe averaged from 12.3 to 15.9%. Gordon also noted there were about 2.2 nautical miles of spawn visible yesterday, and he expects to see more today. In the two openings held so far this season, 5,700 tons of herring have been taken, with another 5,800 tons left on the overall harvest level of 11,500 tons. A bald eagle found dead on a busy Sitka road is the fifth eagle killed this month in the southeast Alaska island community of Sitka. Alaska Raptor Center Director Debbie Reeder says the eagle was likely killed by a vehicle. She says eight bald eagles have been found dead in Sitka this year, and she says it's a tough time for bald eagles. Birds taken to the center in late winter and early spring often are not healthy before they're injured or killed. She says birds the center sees are skinny, often, or hypothermic. The dead eagle will be sent to the National Eagle Repository in Colorado. The repository offers feathers and other parts to tribes for uses in ceremonies. Hundreds of Sitkans, many of them students from Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Schools, marched through the city's downtown yesterday. It was part of the Choose Respect campaign, a statewide effort to address domestic violence and sexual assault in Alaska. KCAW's Ed Ronco has this audio postcard.
Hi, I'm Doug McClenahan, and I am a student at Mount Edgecombe High School. Without respect, people don't have a purpose to live. If they don't know that they can walk around in life and not be judged for every movement they make, then there's no point of being around. And so that's why Choose Respect is important to me.
My name is Allie Barnes, and I'm the AmeriCorps volunteer at Mount Edgecombe High School. Respect is important for making a community work, for making families work, for making our whole nation work. So I think it's an integral quality for just our nation in general.
My name is Tracy Ganyu. I think it's fantastic to stand in solidarity with everyone here. I think this is all about community supporting each other. Because we're here together, and I think people can see, I think it's a visualization of knowing that there are people here that care. And by walking down storefronts and seeing cars go by that may not know what's happening, we're making a statement, and we're making that statement together, supporting each other.
I'm Mim McConnell, Mayor of Sitka. There isn't any community that I know of that doesn't need to focus more on respecting each other and treating each other with kindness and consideration. So we all need that reminder.
My name is Dionne Brady Howard, and I'm a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School. To be honest, it was given as a choice to each individual teacher whether they wanted to give up their third period class time to come over. And the way that it was approached was the students who are involved with Silk were the ones who went around and asked us if it was something we wanted to be involved in. And I can say that as a teacher, it meant a lot more to me, and it caught my attention more to hear it from a student, that this is something they wanted to be involved in, and was it something that we could please assent to involve our students in. And so it made an impact on me to hear that from one of my students, that this was important.
Sheldon Schmidt, Chief of Police here in Sitka.
Vicki D'Amico, Executive Director at Sitkins Against Family Violence. These students, for example, are going to remember this, and they also belong to different prevention strategy groups, Sitka Youth Leadership Committees, and Student Government Committees, and they take this message back into their groups.
Right, these are the kids from all over the state in their villages.
This is our future.
What a great thing to see all these kids out.
This is a message I know both of you in your professional capacities drive home all the time. What's it feel like to look at all these people who are here for this?
I'm emotional right now. I am very emotional. I mean, the first year there were a handful, the second year there were more, and this is the most we've ever had. Yeah. And it's very emotional to see that most of them are youth.
It means everything.
Alaska Representative Don Young, one of the most senior Republicans in the House, has apologized for using the racial slur, rather wetbacks, in referring to Hispanic migrant workers. Young, now in his 21st term in the House, said in an interview with Alaska's KRBD radio that when he was young, his father had, quote, used 50 to 60 wetbacks to pick tomatoes, end quote, on their California farm. In a statement issued late yesterday and reported by several news organizations, Young said the derogatory term was used commonly when he was growing up and that he, quote, meant no disrespect, end quote. He said he had discussed in the interview the compassion he had for these workers. The Republican Party is seeking to temper its hardline positions on those in the country illegally to improve its standing among Hispanic voters. Congressman Young was in Sitka on Wednesday to speak at a local Republican Party dinner. It was one of a number of Southeast stops made by Alaska's sole representative in the U.S. House. During his visit to Ketchikan, Young told reporters that federal overreach through regulatory agencies has expanded rapidly, and the state is feeling the effect. KRBD's Lila Chieri has this report, but first to note, a word the congressman uses about halfway through this story might be offensive to some listeners.
The last time that I have seen where agencies consider the wishes of local people was 10 years ago.
Don Young says the federal government isn't listening anymore, not even to its own elected representatives. Regulations that haven't gone through Congress are on the rise, and Young gives one example, a proposal by the U.S. Forest Service to reduce the number of floatplane landings allowed on freshwater lakes in Misty Fjords National Monument. He says that same agency told local residents that tourism would replace the logging industry, but now tourism is facing new restrictions.
What are we doing? We're not cutting any trees, and we're doing nothing of positive. They'll say, we have a restoration project, a restoration was the one problem they had. They're not restoring anything. They talk about it, but they're really not restoring anything. So that's the hostility that the people that are concerned about losing their democracy or their freedom. And it's very evident.
Young says that if the United States were forming today, no individual state would agree to be part of the government. They all would prefer independence. Part of the discontent is continued lack of consensus on the federal level. Congress is in the midst of an ongoing discussion over federal spending, and Young says he doesn't see a budget agreement happening anytime soon. He says that many in the House believe the automatic tax increases that went into effect at the start of the year should suffice, and they won't agree to any more tax hikes, which many in the Senate want. Young has his own ideas about how to fix the government's money problems. It's a tithe on everyone.
I really think that everybody should consider my 10% solution. This is everybody put 10% of their salaries, 10% of it, including those on government welfare. So everybody has something in the game, a little skin in the game, including all the agencies and the whole bit. You'd balance the budget.
Young admits that his 10% idea is unlikely to find support in Congress, but he says former presidential candidate Mitt Romney was correct when he said that 47% of Americans don't contribute, and that's a large part of the current problem. Young also believes that Americans need to bring industry back to this country rather than relying on imports. Doing so would increase jobs, although he understands that automation has reduced the number of labor positions available.
I used to, my father had a ranch. We used to hire 50 to 60 wetbacks and to pick tomatoes. You know, it takes two people to pick the same tomatoes now. It's all done by machine.
Also on the topic of the economy, but more specific to Alaska, is the potential for Arctic development. Young recently proposed a measure that would study potential shipping routes in that region, which is becoming more accessible as ice melts due to global warming.
One of my biggest concerns is that I do think with the, if you look at the capability of Russia, and even China is building icebreakers now, and for Finland's always had icebreakers, they're looking at it not just to break ice, they're looking at it commercially to break channels. And I believe we need to be involved.
Young says those channels will provide shipping routes and potential access for mineral extraction as well as additional fossil fuel sources. While all that development would be taking place far north of southeast Alaska, Ketchikan could benefit.
The shipyard mainly, because there is no any other maritime facilities in Alaska that can handle icebreakers. You can build an icebreaker over here, or repair or launching sites. That yard has a great potential for the city of Ketchikan and for the state of Alaska.
The energetic Young recently passed his 40-year mark in Congress, becoming Alaska's longest-serving elected representative. And although he's turning 80 this year, he shows no sign of slowing down. He says he still enjoys the job, even when he's angry. Young faces a new ethics investigation, and he briefly commented on that process. He says it's nothing new, and he knows in his heart that he's done nothing wrong.
The frustrating thing is they've gone back to 2001. There is such a thing as a statute of limitations, in the sense that there's different rules then. And I think they're trying to apply this year's rules to the 2001 rules. And it's all about flying. I used to fly with everybody, you know, personal friends is what I'm saying. And you can't do that. So we'll see. We'll see who's right and who's wrong.
The formal investigation panel has been charged with looking into whether Young broke House rules by allegedly failing to report gifts on his annual financial disclosure forms and allegedly lying to federal officials. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
And again, our top story, Saners participating in the Sitka Sacro Herring Fishery will stand down today. That's it for Raven News for this hour, just about 1 minute after the hour of 8 o'clock. It is Friday, March the 29th. Current conditions, very nice weather, blue skies. Hope you get out to enjoy it this morning. It's supposed to get a possibility of rain later today. You're listening to KCAW, Sitka.